to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
HIV/AIDS is a disease that seems to have lost traction in the media, but it is still a worldwide problem. Union Graduate College's assistant professor of bioethics, Sean Philpott, tells us more about a demographic that is hitting some barriers when it comes to treatment.
Women are the new face of HIV/AIDS. Of the estimated 33 million people currently living with HIV/AIDS, more than half are women. Some of the highest rates of HIV infection in the United States are among women of color. In the hardest hit countries of Africa, there are as many as 12 HIV-positive women for every 10 HIV-positive men. The disproportionate impact of HIV on women is due to a variety of biological and socioeconomic factors. One of the most successful HIV prevention campaigns in recent years has been the ABC campaign, which preaches A, abstinence, B, being faithful to one's partner, and C, the use of condoms. But for many at-risk women, these are unattainable goals. Many women in developing countries lack the economic power to leave relationships in which unfaithful partners put them at risk. These same women may also lack the social power to insist on the use of condoms. Thus, there is a desperate need to develop new ways that these women and other at-risk individuals can protect themselves. Some of the most promising new HIV prevention tools are microbicides, vaccines, and pre-exposure prophylaxis, also known as PrEP. All three of these have shown promise in recent clinical trials in Africa, Southeast Asia, and Latin America. Even these new tools, however, will not be enough to end the scourge of AIDS unless we also develop the political will and provide sufficient resources to make these products widely available and accessible to all who need them.
That was Union Graduate College's Sean Philpott. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
I walked the avenue till my legs felt like stone. I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone.